On Midwest Week, how the pandemic is affecting funerals and the funeral industry these days. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is John Marks, columnist for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, John, how did you get interested in your recent in-depth story that was called Mourning in America?
There was a gentleman who was so involved locally with the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. His name is Ben Rogers, and I had an opportunity. He was beloved by many. I had an opportunity to cover his visitation. He had passed right from the coronavirus. He had passed as soon as the pandemic, Herb, had taken a huge push forward and was sort of encompassing the United States. And they had a drive-by visitation at Rafferty Funeral Home in Moline. I was there to witness people get out and salute and bring signs. And I noticed how orderly and how lovingly the situation was, and what kind of a change, Herb, it was from traditional walk in, sign the book, hug, greet, express sympathy, and move forward. And it was handled in such a dignified, first-rate manner that, and with the help of the scouts who put up flags everywhere, that in turn kind of fueled me to come back. And we have a weekly story session where we all sit down and pitch ideas to one another, and that took hold, and it just kind of grew from there.
So how are funerals different? I mean, we have the sort of the drive-by visitation. Are people still going into the funeral home, or is that a thing of the past, or at least for now?
In some ways, it's never going to be a thing of the past. What I really appreciate about funeral homes and funeral directors is they simply want to honor the deceased. They want to give the family every opportunity to say farewell in a dignified way, and that's never going to change locally. We have the internet today, obviously, live streaming. I saw at the Whelan Presley, they went out immediately and realized that things were going to change, and they got a streaming device for their website. They allowed people. Facebook Live was also evident. Zoom, et cetera. A lot of other options for people. When states were allowing only maybe 10 visitors masked to come through funeral homes, they did their best to accommodate people. 10 people in one room, 10 people in another, and people. God bless them. Some people were waiting outside some funeral homes to get in. As a public, we have respected every option that's come down from government to honor people. But I think the funeral homes, Herb, have bent over backward to go to extremes to offer how things have changed. From the pickup of the body at wherever the decedent passes to a viewing to people coming in, it's changed. I don't know if it'll ever go back to the way it was.
How about the people that you interviewed and all the many photos in the story? How did you find those folks?
Well, first of all, Jessica Gallagher, the photographer, actually, who's an amazing photographer, went in and sat down with Joe and Dave from Whelan Presley, Joe Perez and Dave Van Huysen, and explained to them what her vision was away from what the print side would be and what her vision would be for the photos. And they allowed, at the right distance and with proper respect to families, her to come in and shoot pre, post, and the final resting spot shots. She made that work. The other side of it was people have bent over backward. Kevin Rafferty and the families that I talked to had lost a mother that her name was Jan Thomas. She had been an organist and the key music person at a local Catholic or several Catholic churches locally. It was an Iowa funeral, Herb, and they had just lifted some restrictions. But the one thing you always notice, and they kind of laughed about this, you go to a funeral home, Herb, and there's a bowl of mints at every turn. You're greeting people. There's a mint to make sure things, you know, the fresh breath thing, and they were missing. Bottles and pop bottles of hand sanitizer were everywhere. What you really find out is every day is a deep clean in a funeral home. Mm-hmm. It always is, and especially in the Quad Cities, no matter where you are, whether it be William Presley, whether it be Trimble, whether it be Halligan McCabe, Rafferty, it is a deep clean daily, and they are meticulous about how they present themselves right all the way down to the grave. The grass is cut, and the way the cars are washed. All they did is step it up. If you can take it to another level, they have. It was safe. If a family wanted masks worn, Herb, they indicated that to the funeral director, and everybody who entered had a mask. So if they wanted to shake hands, they could. If that, it was addressed, every issue that could be addressed relating to social distancing, mask wearing, and hygiene with the COVID-19 situation, they handled. And it was amazing to watch. And the family that I talked to was taken with the way things were done in the funeral home. Mass was a little different. It was smaller and just family. And, you know, even when you went to get to communion, the celebrants were wearing masks and visors, face shield.
Now, there are people that you talk to that are still holding funerals, but a number of people, I understand, have decided to just postpone it until, the pandemic allows, I guess you could say.
There's been many, many ways to get through the initial process. And, yes, the people at William Presley have a lengthy, lengthy, lengthy list in which they will honor. People can celebrate when churches open to full capacity. They'll be able to celebrate that. The government has opened up the Rock Island Arsenal, so now you can have more than 10 people on the island for funerals. That's a celebration. There are many, many options that they are waiting until all this comes down to make sure that if we have a vaccine or there's a safe time to have a memorial, that they will honor the family.
What do funeral directors and families say about what we will continue after the pandemic? I mean, this is, once it's over, are there some procedures and some customs that are going to stay with us?
Herb, that's a great question. Yes. You know, if I was in Florida and a relative, or if I was overseas as a soldier and a relative passed and I could not get home for either the visitation or the funeral, the way of the world of today, live streaming, I'll give Leland Presley in Rock Island a great bump for doing that. Several other funeral homes have. There are cameras within the framework of their chapels. So you can have an entire ceremony and still be sitting in your home or office or wherever and be part of that ceremony, Facebook Live, as we talked about, Zoom. Has it changed? Yes. Has the same care and affection and love and honor for the person who's passed, that's always been phenomenal, especially locally. And Herb, they've enhanced that even more. They will go to great lengths to honor a family's wishes to celebrate the passing or the life of someone. And that will never change, Herb. The opportunity to see it at different levels and different ways, I think, is with us to stay. And as long as we're in the middle of a pandemic and certain age groups are worried about getting out and saying goodbye to someone and they can call it up on their computer, I'm okay with that. Do you miss a little of the closeness? Yes, and it is a wonderful time for celebration. But I think there are many, many ways. And give credit to the funeral homes locally for advancing with the times.